And here we are on Live 89.5. This is the Drive programme with myself, Jason Wilder, and I have a guest in. And I was talking about this with a little bit of mystery before, as I invite Basil Lunatic. Baz, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm here.
You are here. I can see you. You're not just like an imaginary character.
Yeah.
You're actually real flesh. Flesh and blood. Well, I think some people might think that is me sometimes. I'm kind of a voice that just floats around in people's radios. Right, Baz, what are you doing here? What's going on there? There's something very cool happening on the island. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right. We've got a murder mystery going on, which is going to be a week on Saturday. So it's on Saturday, May the 20th. Kicking off at about 6:30, and we're staging it at a place which is just great for a murder mystery. It's the Green Man over in Chalong, and we're renaming it for the night Green Main Towers. So it's as if it's an English stately home, presided over by a Lord Dribbly Pongs, and lots of bizarre characters will be mingling through the bar and meeting all the guest list, the audience, and basically sort of dropping clues about their sinister doings. And you, the audience, who turns up on the night, basically have to sort of solve the crime. There will be a crime, of course, maybe more than one. And the objective of the evening is to have a lot of fun, enjoy some pub finger food, which will kind of run through the whole evening. It is pub finger food. It's not a sit-down meal. I make that clear. So people can sort of mingle and interact with the with the actors, and get a complimentary welcoming drink when you come in, and basically have a lot of fun, and then solve this dastardly crime, this murder most foul that will occur before your very eyes or very close to you. Your very eyes. So that's what's happening on Saturday, May the 20th.
So fantastic! This is the aim of it. It's very interactive, isn't it? It's a thing. It's a kind of a concept where everyone gets together and has to kind of work as kind of. Is it in teams or is it individuals? Yeah. How does that work?
You'll be sat at a table. So obviously, some people will come in groups of four or six or whatever. If you come along on your own, you'll be sat at a table. You'll be working in a group, probably of about 8 or 10 people. We've got a total of 60 people. We have to. We can't have any more than that because we need space to make all this happen, you see.
Yeah, for sure. And even though the Green Man is pretty big,
it's pretty cavernous inside. That's right, which is one of the reasons it's such a great place to do this. You know, it looks like an old haunted mansion anyway.
Exactly. traditional style haunted mansion.
Brilliant. Yeah, right. 60 people. And I should give a plug for sales here because half the tickets have been sold already, just about. So there are about 30 left.
Brilliant.
If you order them, and I'll tell you at the end of the interview how to do that, before the 18th of May, it's 400 baht. If you wait until the night, it's 500 baht. But I think, actually, to be honest with you, waiting to the night's not a good idea if you would like to come to this, because, as I say, the tickets are going pretty quickly.
That's great.
And
it's good. It's something different, you know. It's like this. Have they done many of these on the island before?
This is the second one,
right,
that I'm aware of. I've been involved in theatre on the island for about 11 years now, since I moved here. And we did one before at the Green Man, which I believe was, yes, it was. It was 2009. So there's been a big gap.
Oh, there's been a huge gap.
Between murders, you know.
Well, I mean, if you know about the Phuket News newspaper, unfortunately, there's not that much of a gap in real murders, but this is a fun murder evening, if you like. And very theatrical as well, because let's give a big shout out to, as well, Joel, who's been here on the programme a few times before, and Theatrics. This is kind of the organisation as well. How's it all going with the drama of Theatrics being involved? Involved as well.
Right. Well, you know, you putting theatre on in Phuket has its challenges, let's say English language theatre, not least of which is just the logistics of getting everybody together to rehearse and, you know, to keep the enthusiasm going. So you need a driving force, and Joel has definitely been that over the last couple of years since he's been here. He's involved with Head Start School, he's teaching drama there. The last big show we did, we put on there, and we got some great audiences there, because you're going to get parents and kids as well. So he's a real sort of motive force. He's got a lot of people together. He's done Theatrix is the name of the company, but it is like it's, let's say it's semi pro. Some work is done for money, but a lot of it is amateur theatre. It's just people who enjoy theatre putting on shows. And to be honest, I mean, this one at 400 baht, we kind of cover our costs. That's about it. You know, this is not really a sort of money-making.
It's more like a community gathering, sort of like to get the momentum going to do something different on the album, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And give people the option to come and experience being actually involved in what they might watch on TV or series, movies, some of the old school, you know, Midsummer Murders and all the old kind of detective movies.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's getting involved. So anyone who's listening who loves those kind of shows, this is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They'll love it. As I say, you're working in a group. It's a lot of fun. There are a lot of laughs. There's a lot of gags in there. What we did, we took an existing murder mystery, which Joel had actually performed before when he was in the Middle East, and we rewrote it to a large degree to inject a lot more kind of Phuket and Andaman references and jokes into it. So there's a real flavour of where you are. I mean, that I think that's very important. It's sort of situated at Green Main Towers, which really is in The Green Man. And a lot of the characters you'll kind of meet on the night, you'll immediately know who they are. They're Phuket luminaries. They are referenced to what goes on here in Phuket that we all know about. Usually in a jocular way, in a funny way.
That's brilliant. What we're trying to do. Brilliant. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic evening, and I'm sure that the Green Main Towers will be done up nicely as well. It'll look great. I mean, like you said, it's already a great sort of setting for it anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is fantastic. So it's going to be kind of like definitely geared towards local people getting together, having a great time. We just stress this one more time as well. There's not actually going to be a real murder.
We're not actually killing anyone. No one's
going to be killed. No. For legal reasons, that might be a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a lot of fun. And it is, like we were saying, aiming towards anyone who loves the kind of murder mysteries, trying to solve them while they're watching the detective series and all this. So Baz, how do people get involved if they want to get tickets before at the brilliant bargain price of 400 baht a person?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is to call the Green Man. And just sort of refer to them. You can go along and buy one. I think you can actually book one and just pick it up at the door. As long as you do that before May the 18th, they've got your name on a list, and you just go along on the evening and pay your 400 baht.
Great. Well, it's a nice place to just pop in for a beverage and then out and chat with the group there at the Green Man.
Yeah.
But also, we have got details, and the phone numbers are on our website at thephuketnews.com. Click on the events, you'll find the picture there. I love the way it's been done in black and white as well. Looks really kind of like old school mysterious.
Yeah.
And also there will be, I'll put a link on this for our Facebook page when we've done our interview as well, so people can listen back through that and find out ways of doing it. Well, I wish you a very, very nice evening. Keep it all mysterious and murder mystery, and have a great time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me along. It's been great fun.
Baz, thanks for coming in. Basil Lunatic, one of the co-writers of the murder at Green Main Towers, happening on the 30th. Have I got it right? No, 20th. 20th, sorry. 20th, Saturday, the 20th of May. So a week on Saturday. Have a great time. Thanks again, Baz.
Thank you.